I'm real excited. I want you to pray for me as I'm ministering tonight. I'm real excited to talk to you once again on the family, on marriage, on parenting. And you know, don't leave us yet. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm a single adult. Well, this is for you as well. This is to help us who are married have a stronger marriage. Those of us who are trying to pick the right mate, pick the right mate, and then be prepared when we go into marriage. Also in the area of parenting, the whole family unit, this pertains to all of us. So I want to talk to you tonight about how to protect and promote love in a home. How to protect and promote love in a home. You know, anything God creates it to be successful. Can we all agree on that? Anything God creates it to be successful. Where are you going with this, Pastor? God created marriage. God created the family. God did. So God intends the family unit to be successful. God intends the marriage to be successful. If God created it on the premise of whatever God creates it to be successful, then God wants our marriages, our families to be successful. That is huge. So the big idea I want to share with you tonight is that our family, our marriage, our parenting, the family unit becomes successful through, you ready for this? Serving. It becomes successful through serving. Can you say that with me? Successful through serving. That's the big idea. That's the big thought. And it goes like this. We talked a lot last weekend about priorities. It goes like this. We are called to serve God, number one. We're called to serve God. When we get our priorities right, our life becomes right. We're called to serve God. Then watch this now. Then we're called to serve our family. Our family. We're called to serve God. That's number one. And number two, we're called to serve our family. You see, I've always taught my children this. I've taught our house this, that the greatest ground to sow into is God's house. The second is our family. The greatest ground for the greatest harvest is to sow into God's house, God's work, the kingdom of God. But then secondly, to sow, to plant, to invest in our family. So the priorities is like this. Success comes through serving. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. And so we're to serve God. Number two, priorities now. We're to serve our family. Number three, then we serve others. If it doesn't work in our house, who would want to import it? Who would want what we have? So we have to get it to work in our house for other people to want what we've got. So we serve God. Can you say that with me? We serve God. Number two, we serve our family. And number three, then we serve other people. That's the priority of service. And so we're talking about success in a marriage, in a family, comes through serving, not through selfishness, not through selfishness. The opposite of serving is selfishness. And here's what I know. A marriage won't last if a couple stays selfish. A marriage won't work. Kim and I, we've been married 46 years, and it's getting better every day for God's glory. But you know what? When we got married 46 years ago, both of us were very selfish. Because you see, we're all born selfish. We say, mine, 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 as little kids. So when a couple comes together, we're by nature selfish. And I'll tell you what, marriage is created to destroy selfishness. If you plan on being selfish, if a person plans on being selfish and getting married, the marriage won't work. So Kim and I, when we got married 46 years ago, I was really, really, really selfish and self-centered and stubborn. And here's what I know. If I stayed selfish, if I stayed stubborn, then we wouldn't have been married for 46 years. Success in a marriage and a family comes through serving one another, serving God, serving one another, not through selfishness or being stubborn or prideful. Those are the enemies of serving, okay? So thanks be unto God that God, you know, his grace, his patience, thanks be unto God for our marriage, Kim and I, and we've learned and we're still learning that marriage is all about serving. It's not about being selfish. And I'm going to help you with that tonight. So let me give you a couple of scriptures as our foundation, and that's Proverbs 24 and verse 3. Look what it says. Through skillful, now here's what I know. Oh, listen very carefully. Here's what I know. A marriage doesn't work through chemistry. A marriage works through energy. Wow. A marriage doesn't work through chemistry. You know, we personalities, looks, we think, oh man, I'm attracted to that person. Isn't it amazing the things that that attract us when we're dating, we fight over after we get married, our differences. And here's what I know, that a marriage doesn't work through chemistry. We don't fall in love and fall out of love. You know, if we're basing it on chemistry, that's what happens. But you can't base a marriage on chemistry. You've got to base a marriage on energy. I don't understand what you're talking about, Pastor. You're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to work at that relationship. Like you worked at it when you were dating, you gave each other your best. You're going to have to give each other your best after you're married. It takes energy. It's hard work. Believe me, 46 years married. It's hard work and it never stops. If you want to have a strong, successful home, it's through skillful. There's a skill set. It's through skillful. You have to learn the skill of serving one another if you want to stay with one another. Through skillful and godly, what I'm talking about tonight is countercultural. Godly wisdom, look at this now, a house, can you say that with me? A house, a life, a home, and a family. Wow, we want to know how to build a house, a life, a home, and a family. It's built and by understanding, it's established on a sound and good foundation. What is the foundation for a solid family? Godly wisdom. Where is godly wisdom found? In God's word. That's where godly wisdom is. Wow. We talked about that last Wednesday night on priorities and principles. You all remember that? So I love this, that we are to build a marriage. It doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen through chemistry. It happens through energy. You're going to have to work it. You have to keep at it. You have to keep learning, growing, adjusting, adapting for it to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So through skillful and godly wisdom, not the world's wisdom, but godly wisdom, I like this, a house, a life, a home, a family is built. Let me give you another scripture. It's in Matthew 23. Jesus said, verse 11, he who is greatest. Well, if we want to be great, if we want a great marriage, if we want a great family, if we want great children, he who is greatest among you shall become your servant. Well, there it is, that greatness comes through, watch this now, greatness comes through serving. Growing comes through serving. Success comes through serving. It's biblical, godly wisdom, right? You don't build a marriage through selfishness or stubbornness. Do you know that Jesus said, when he talked about divorce, Jesus, he said, he was talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, you guys are all divorcing one another because of the hardness of your hearts. That's the reason for divorce. Jesus said it, I didn't. And hardness of your heart is being selfish and stubborn. So breakup happens when I say, hey, it's going to be my way or the highway. I'm not willing to change. I'm not willing to adapt. It's all about me. It's not about you. That selfishness and that stubbornness is what causes families and marriages to disintegrate. So notice, he who is greatest among you will become your servant. Wow. Next verse, Jesus said, whoever exalts himself with pride. Pride is the enemy. Pride is the enemy to serving. Pride shall be humbled and brought low. But whoever, this is you and me, humbles yourself. It's a choice. It's a decision. Humility, servanthood, servant leadership, Remember, greatness comes through serving. Growing comes through serving. Happiness comes through serving. Oh, wow. You build a house through serving one another by serving God. Humbles himself, whoever has a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly shall be raised to honor. Notice the word humble. Notice the word honor. Notice Jesus is talking about being a servant. And he says to be a servant, it's a decision, it's a choice, and you have to humble yourself. And if you do, though, Jesus said, there's a blessing in it. So I want to give you an acronym with the word serve, okay? And so letter S stands for serve others' needs. If I'm going to have a successful home, then I've got to focus on serving and meeting Kim's, my wife's, needs. Not focusing on my needs, I've got to focus on her needs. And here's what I know. Her needs are different than my needs. Did you know that? That men and women are from Mars. Men and women, that's a book. Men and women are different, and their needs are different. So the acronym of serve, because through serving comes greatness, through serving you build a life, a home, a house, a family. Jesus, as our role model, said he didn't come to be served, he came to serve. You ever thought about this? Here's a good illustration. After Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, his resurrected body, we see him cooking a fish dinner for the disciples by the side of the Sea of Galilee. What is he doing? Right before he goes to heaven, he's serving the disciples a meal. Oh my goodness. What is he doing? Leading the way as a role model. So if I want a strong home, a strong marriage, a strong family, if I want to build it according to godly wisdom, then I'm going to have to realize that I can't be selfish and stubborn. It's not about me. It's all about God. Serve him first. And then number two, serve my family. And then number three, serve other people. Because through serving comes happiness. Through serving comes greatness. Through serving comes growing. Ooh, I like it. Through serving, watch this now, I promote and protect the love in my marriage. It's when I stop serving and become selfish and stubborn, walls come up, and me and my wife or husband become distant. All right? So notice I serve others' needs. Here's what I know. Man's number one need, men, is respect. Men's number one need is respect. Wow. Man's second most important need, you know what it is? Sex. Man's number one need is respect. Man's number two need is sex. That's guys, men's needs. Women are totally different. Their number one need, it's so important, is security. Security. Our number one need is respect. But my job as a man in this relationship of a marriage and being a parent is to meet the need of my wife, and hers is to meet the need of her husband, right? So I am then what, not to focus on what I need, I'm to focus on what does Kim need? And Kim needs security. Security. I need respect. My second need is sex. Her second need, watch this now, is affection. Affection. Sorry, guys, but women are not into sex as much as men are, okay? Her need is not sex. Her need is affection. What's that? Just wants to be held. Just wants to talk. Just wants to be listened to. Just want to spend time with. So notice, if I'm going to have a strong family, a strong life, I'm going to have to learn the value of serving and serving others' needs. I got to know what their need is, and then I got to focus on meeting that need. Then the letter E, this is important. I've got to enjoy it. It doesn't do any good if I'm serving my husband or my wife, if I'm serving in my family and I don't enjoy it, then I'm losing their reward. If I do it because I have to, I'm losing my reward. But when I realize this revelation that Jesus taught, that through serving comes greatness, a great home, a great marriage, a great parenting, great children, That through serving comes greatness. Through serving comes growing. Through serving comes happiness. Oh my goodness. When I get a hold of that revelation, then I'll do it with the right attitude. Did you know even when we give? Another illustration. Jesus said he prizes cheerful givers. What's that? That tells me that God's more interested in my attitude than my amount. God is more interested in my attitude behind the action than just the action. So if I want to be blessed, and we do, if I want my home to be successful, and I think we all do, then I'm going to have to take on the cloak, the mindset, the hat of a servant. And the priority is this. First, I serve God. He comes before my family. Then I serve my family. They come before other people. And then number three, I serve others. And through serving comes a great life. So notice that I've got to do it with a right attitude. Can't do it with a crummy attitude, a rotten attitude, a belligerent attitude, a sarcastic attitude, a rebellious attitude. I lose my reward. And it doesn't do any good. The letter R. I've got to reject. Oh, Pastor, I wish you wouldn't talk about that. I've got to reject keeping score. You know what I'm talking about? Well, she did this to me, so I'm going to do that to her. Well, he did this, so I'm going to get back with him. Well, I remember, you know, what you did last week, last month, last year. Well, I remember that you did this and you did that. We keep score. You know what? If I'm going to be a real servant with a real servant's heart, following the master, the Lord Jesus Christ, if I want results for my serving, if I want to raise great kids, great family, great marriage, leave a legacy, if I want greatness over the threshold of my house, then I'm going to have to stop keeping score for the hurts, the mistakes, the past, the mistreatment, the injustice. I got to reject keeping score if I want to keep love in my marriage, love in my house, love in my home. Okay? As long as I keep score, it's going to cause distance and it's going to run love out of the house instead of causing love to grow in the house. Am I communicating? So we see S as serve others' needs. You need to find out your mate's needs and meet their needs. Number two, E, but you need to enjoy it with the right attitude, getting this revelation of what we're talking about. Through serving comes greatness. Through serving, I'm protecting and promoting, causing the love to grow. It's not chemistry, it's energy. You're going to have to work at it every day. It's not easy, it's not automatic, and it comes and it grinds and it rubs your flesh the wrong way. But the idea of making this decision and doing it, God will honor it. And then V, I have to vigilantly protect the priority of serving. I have to vigilantly, diligently protect the priority of serving. You know, if I say, well, I'll do it after she does it, or I'll do it after he does it, that's the wrong way. That's not priority. You see, we're not looking for someone else to bless us. We're doing because God said he would bless us. And this is the right way. So you're going to have to vigilantly, daily, and diligently protect the priority. What is it? As for me and my house, I realize that if I'm going to protect and I'm going to promote love to grow in my marriage, I willingly take on the form of a servant. The Bible tells me in Philippians chapter 2 that Jesus left heaven, and it says he came here and took on the form of a human being and became, watch this, a servant. Somebody said if you want to be successful in the marketplace, find a need and fill it. What's that? Serving. You know what? The restaurants that I like to go to are the ones with the best service. The homes that are the healthiest and the happiest are the homes with the best service. Let me give you an illustration. I say today I take Pastor Kim out for lunch and we go out to eat. And maybe, you know, I ask for, you know, can I have a refill on my club soda? And the waitress will go, no problem. I'm thinking, is that a problem for you to serve me? Versus I've had other waitresses and waiters say, my pleasure, my pleasure. Just the changing of the words just creates a different atmosphere and makes me want to go back. The greater the service in the home, the greater the home. The greater the service in a restaurant, I tend to go back. You see the illustration? So then we see E in the acronym SERVE, expect to be blessed. Didn't we read it earlier that Jesus said, if I humble myself and become a servant to God, a servant to my husband or my wife, not being a doormat, not being used, no one's better than the other. You know, we have different roles as husbands and wives, but we have equal value. I have equal value, different roles in the home. I need to know my role. I need to understand that if I'll do it God's way, remember, we go all the way back to our text at the very beginning, where it says, through godly wisdom, not the world's, godly wisdom. The world is all about me, mine. It's not about you. You meet my needs, then maybe I'll meet your needs. That's not God's way. God says, if I'll do it His way, He says, you can expect to be blessed. I want every family I pastor strong, successful, serving, and blessed and happy. And I'll double dog dare you now to take our next steps, okay? So what do we do now, Pastor? What's our next step? You know, I realize that I've been kind of selfish. I know I was, and I still am. I'm still working on it. I'll give you the illustration, you know, the other day. Again, just the other day, we went through someplace. Pastor Kim said, can I have a bite of that? I said, no. We'll go back through it. I'll buy you your own. So you all pray for me. I'm still working on this. None of us have arrived because it's our nature, right? So we have to keep growing, and we have to keep learning, adapting, adjusting, and let the Holy Spirit lead us and submit. All right? So what do we do? The steps of action. Number one is repent. We got to repent. We got to come clean. We got to give God our heart. We got to say, you know what, God, man, I've been selfish in this relationship. It's been all about me first, and then maybe my husband or my wife or those within the household. And, you know, I know I can see it. I've been wrong. And the next step is I've got to repent. Repent means to change and go in a new direction. I've got to repent. I've got to say, God, I'm wrong. I need your help. Help me to be the husband, the father, the wife, the mother, the sibling, the brother, the sister. Help me to be the person you want me to be, Christ-like, serving. It's not being a doormat. I tell you what, again, the way to greatness is service. Those companies that serve the best are the most successful. Those churches that serve the best are the most successful. Yes, they are. So what's the next step? Once I repent, change, say, God, help me to grow, and help me to see. Number two is that I got to commit to a life of servanthood. I've got to commit to a life of servanthood. And I just encourage you to do that tonight. And before we go off the air, I just want to pray for you, okay? Father, I thank you for the word. I thank you for this powerful principle that I protect and I cause to increase and promote love in my marriage, love in my parenting, love in my home through servanthood. That through serving, that will promote and protect love, your love, the kind, God kind of love in our marriage, in our family, in our ministry. So we thank you, Lord, right now. Take this word. I know it's fallen on good ground. It's going to produce 30, 60, and 100-fold. And I declare, God, that all of us, I think, need to repent in some fashion and form. And ask you to help us and commit to a greater level of service to you and to our mates and to our family and in our church. So, Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise. And God, then we declare we can expect to be blessed. So I declare, release, and pray a blessing on every home, a blessing on every family. In Jesus' name, amen.